News from UNIFEM. Commenting on the Israel Defense Forces' withdrawal from villages in South Lebanon while remaining in five positions north of the Blue Line, UNIFIL Deputy Spokesperson Candace Ardil reiterated the need for diplomacy and full implementation of Resolution 1701 and described the scale of destruction in South Lebanon.
UNIFIL remains concerned about the ongoing situation, which continues to impact civilians on both sides of the Blue Line. The presence of Israeli forces in South Lebanon is a violation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 and hinders the deployment of the Lebanese armed forces, which peacekeepers are supporting. I recently visited villages in South Lebanon and saw firsthand the devastating impact of the conflict. Entire neighborhoods have been reduced to rubble, livelihoods have been wiped out, and many families remain unable to return home. Since the start of the conflict along the Blue Line in October 2023, UNIFIL has consistently warned that continuous exchanges of fire risk dangerous miscalculations that could escalate into a wider conflict. Military action is not the solution. Only diplomacy and a firm commitment to Resolution 1701 and the November cessation of hostilities understanding can lead to lasting stability. The troop-contributing countries have also unanimously called for the full implementation of Resolution 1701, including a complete Israeli withdrawal as a necessary step toward peace. UNIFIL continues to play a crucial role in de-escalation through its liaison and coordination mechanism, working to prevent further violence and support efforts toward a sustainable peace. We urge all parties to meet their obligations under 1701 to prevent further suffering and allow communities to rebuild their lives.
On 15 February, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers hosted a medical camp at their base in Marjayun, offering crucial healthcare services to residents from several villages in South Lebanon. Supported by the Chinese contingent, peacekeepers provided medical consultations, treatments, and basic checkups. Local residents who came from Kaukaba, Klaya, Marjayun, Burj al Muluk, Deir Mimas, Blat, and Ain Arab expressed appreciation for the initiative, highlighting the importance of such support in the current challenging circumstances. Peacekeepers remain committed to organizing similar initiatives in the future to support local healthcare needs. Also on 15 February, Indian peacekeepers organized a series of medical, dental, and veterinary camps for the village of Alta, offering vital healthcare services to both residents and their livestock. The people from Halta received medical consultations, dental checkups, and essential treatments, while veterinary specialists provided crucial care for animals, including vaccinations, treatment for injuries, and preventive care. Residents and shepherds expressed gratitude for the initiative, which comes at a challenging time. On 12 February, UNIFIL Irish and Polish peacekeepers provided much-needed humanitarian aid to the municipality of Irshaf village in South Lebanon. Given the severe impact of the conflict on residents, peacekeepers donated blankets, jackets, school bags, adult backpacks, work gloves, headlamps, and hand pump extinguishers to support the community. Municipality representative Ali Jaffar received the donation, emphasizing its importance as residents work to rebuild their lives despite widespread destruction. The aid will be distributed to around 170 families in Irshaf and neighboring villages. On 11 February, Ghanaian peacekeepers provided 20,000 liters of water to At-Tajalli Church in Irmish to support its daily activities. The church priest Najib Al-Amin expressed gratitude for the assistance, highlighting its importance to the local community. The initiative comes as many areas in southern Lebanon struggle with disruptions to essential services, including water and electricity, following months of conflict. Ghanaian peacekeepers continue to support local communities, helping them restore a sense of normalcy after all the devastation and suffering.